שלום, אנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה.
Hello, we are learning preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam. We are at item 48. Rav, please.
Let's continue. I don't have what to say. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. We need to learn it as much as we can. And by this, we also receive a portion, a dose of the reforming light. And therefore, we need to learn this as well.
48. Yet, these levels which emerge on the screen during its gradual refinement are not considered expansion of real degrees, like the first level that emerged before the beginning of refinement. Rather, they are considered nekudot, and they are called reflected light, and din, judgment. Since the power of din, of the departure of the light, is already mingled in them, incorporated in them. This is so because in the first partsuf, as soon as the beating began to occur and purified the screen of the guf from the fourth phase, it is considered as having been completely refined. Since there is no some quantity in the spiritual, and once it begins to purify, and has to purify completely, yet since the screen purifies gradually, there is time for the upper light to mate with it. At each degree of coarseness that the screen assumes during the time of its refinement, until it is completely refined. Hence, the force of departure is incorporated with the levels that emerged during its departure, and they are considered as only nekudot and reflected light and judgment. This is why we discern two types of levels in each partsuf, ta'amim and nekudot. This is so because the first 10 sfirot of the guf that emerged in each partsuf are called ta'amim. And the levels that emerge in the partsuf as it purifies after the screen had already began to refine until it reaches the pe of the rosh are called nekudot.
So
what did he explain to us? That we have Or Yashar, direct light, and Or Chozer, reflected light, in the Rosh, in the head of the Partsuf. And this is through a zivuk that takes place in the Peh of the Rosh. And then the light expands from Peh downwards to the Tabur. And this is called, that which expands in there is called Or Pnimi, or internal light. The excess that remains outside is called Or Mekif, surrounding light. And then the screen, the masach, begins to purify. It receives a decision that it's going to purify from tabu, from the fourth phase of coarseness, to three, to two, to one, and to the roots, to shorish. And this is how the screen completely purifies, and it reaches from there, from the tabu to the peh of rosh. That altogether is the action, where the light decided with the screen that they are doing an action here in which they come to a certain compromise, if you will. that the screen is working with intention to bestow, as much as there's equivalence with the intention of the light to bestow, then it turns out that the masach and the ol, the screen and the light, operate together, and the light enters into the toch part of the kli, and in the ol pnimi, in the internal light.
Kiev. Майер.
Вот это действие по, ну как бы, исторжению света, ослаблению экрана, оно вот в нашем случае.
The action of the refinement of the light after the screen. In the case of the lower ones, does it occur?
We'll talk about that later. I don't want you to get confused. First, when we have a masach, then we will talk from experience, from the, our feeling of what happens to us with screens. Let's hope that we will get there soon.
Item
49.
The
records that remain below in the goof after the departure of the lights of Ta'amim are called Tagin. And the records that remain from the levels of Nekudot are called Otiyot, letters, which are vessels.
Meaning from the opening, from the inner light, what remains, that's called Tagin.
Tagin.
Tagin. And from the Ol Chozer, from the reflected light, that what remains, the impression is called Otiyot, or the letters.
Otiyot.
And these Otiyot are the vessels, are the Kilim. Meaning all together, from the expansion that takes place here that we went through, from all of this, from this whole expansion that we went through, we eventually have come to the fact that all that happens here, we came to a state that what remains for us are the kilim, the vessels, which is the main thing. Meaning from the zivug avaka, the coupling, from the strike there, and the expansion and the refinement that gradually takes place here, we have come to a state that what remains here are kelim, our vessels, or otiyot, letters. And then by them, we can already continue. Discover what we want now upon the previous experience, how we can relate to ourselves and to the Creator and to the connection between us, to the purpose of life, to the purpose of creation, and then we can decide something new. Meaning the whole attempt, the whole experience that happened in this whole process that we've been through here, from all of this for us now is concentrated into the otiyot, the kilim, the letters or the vessels.
Tov.
Okay.
No, rechovot.
Good. Well, rechovot, please.
I'm still getting confused between degrees, chinot.
The levels, we will call them the lights that emerge from the Partsuf. Let's say the floors or the levels, or the degrees of the screen. A level is a level. There's no exact definition. A level. The Otiyot and the Kilim are that which we need to scrutinize still. The desires with which we can extend the next action as we completed Galgal. Let's say this is the first Partsuf, yes? We completed it. There is no more other than that what happened here. This is the first Partsuf where Malchut of Insof began to organize from itself. And then comes the second partsuf. What do we need? The otiyut and kilim here move to the second action, and we will learn it. It will be called partsuf ab. You already learned that, I'm sure. And so on.
Hadera.
Do you have a question or no? No.
Open your microphone, Yaniv.
Where is Yaniv? He doesn't want. He said that he doesn't. Latin 2.
Buen día. ¿Qué es esa otiyot con respecto al parsuf, a todo sistema general?
Are the letters in relation to the Pasuf and the general system?
These are records, Rishimot, just like it was in the Rosh of Galgalta. Yes, here we had number one. Were there here records from Ein Sof, where at first was the state of Ein Sof, of eternality, of infinity, and then Galgalta operated upon it and built itself, and then afterwards, after Galgalta, we have the records. You could say that it's number two that emerged from her, and that's how the second partsuf is built, the next partsuf called Ab, all as a result of Galgalta. But where do all these lights come from? They come, nevertheless, from Ein Sof. They go through all these partsufim, all these things, and enter Ab and build Ab. And then the third partsuf, Sag, Ma, Bon, and like that, throughout all the partsufim all together that are here, 125 partsufim until this world, until us. There's Ein Sof here, and through 125 partsufim, they come to us, to our world.
Otra pregunta, Rob.
That's it.
No.
Well,
todas estas otiyot desde este partsuf hasta esos 125 tienen algo.
These letters of this partsuf, throughout the 125 degrees, do they have something in common?
What is common is the screen that is constantly going and being refined, becoming weaker from Ein Sof until our world, where it is completely, completely dissipated and becomes zero, the screen, the masach.
Zero.
That's it.
Tov. Mac 3.
Let's go. Mac 3. Well, what do they want?
Mac 3.
Да, спасибо. Раф, вот мы как раз в прошлый раз говорили о том, что никудот — это у нас когда творение отказывает.
Last time we spoke about this, that никудот is when the created being refuses to receive pleasure. And pleasures, никудот are impressions, records.
These are very, very deep things. I can't explain it to you this way. Read it even more, and then you might want to read it and in the study of Ten Sefirot as well. Read, find there at the end of the parts.
If maybe a bit more to be precise here, we say the letters form the vessels. The letters referred to above, are they the sum total what the created being went?
It's not the sum, it's the result.
Rav, to continue this scrutiny, what's the connection between the letters and the coarseness of the next Patsup?
According to the otiyot, now the screen with the otiyot, with the letters, builds the next partsuf called Ab. And it's defined according to the power, the size, the extent of these letters.
Moscow too.
Раф, можно рисунок показать? Вот вы рядом с Атьот написали, что это
кирилл. You can show the drawing, please.
К чему относится?
Next to the word Atiot, letters, you also wrote kelim, vessels, and tagin. What does that belong to?
We have additions to the measure and the information from the previous partsuf that is actually the previous partsuf leaves behind many results, many records, a record from, or rishima from the word roshem, an impression that's left. According to that, we can understand, feel, see where all these results come from, either from the expansion of the light from above down, or the refinement of the masach, all the things that take place here. It's clear that the light of Insof that enters the Partsuf and through Zivug Avaka fills it and then is refined through this action. It takes with it, within it, all this impression of what it went through with the screen, with the reflected light, with the Zivug Avaka, with the refinements, with all those things. And through this Partsuf, which is called Galgalta, it moves to the second Partsuf, which will be called Ab.
Ab.
And all it had from Insof, Galgalta puts through it to Ab in such a way that it's actually each time when the Partsufim are added more and more or are connected between them until this world, as much as a Partsuf is lower and weaker, it has within it the records from all the rest of the previous Partsufim. And therefore, each Partsuf that is here, even in such a way, in a very small way, down here, that's us. Yes? So we can reveal in us all the records, all the reshimo that are in us until Ein Sof, all the way to Ein Sof. It's all in each and every one, and in all of us together. Therefore, what we need is we need only the upper light to bestow upon us. And correct us. That's all we need. And then, through the light that influences us, that bestows upon us, we can feel the records, the rishimot that are in us, in each and every one of us, and in all of us together, to the extent in which we try to connect, we evoke, awaken the light to operate in us in quantity and quality, and we begin to be in motion towards the end of correction. The end of correction is here, above, in the entrance to Ein Sof.
Africa.
Hi, Rav. It is not clear how the Or Makif influences the Masach. So we say it is outside of the Partsuf, but if it is truly outside, how can we have awareness of it? So in what vessels are the Or Makif contained in?
It is felt as a surrounding one because it belongs to that vessel and to that screen. Because if the screen, and the screen actually connects it to that kli, it also rejects and also connects. The masach is that which differentiates between all these parts of the vessels and the lights and gives them order. This one to here and that one to there, and as much as more outwards these lights and vessels are. All of this is arranged by the masach, by the screen. Okay?
Continuing item 49. Also the tagin, which are the records from the lights of ta'amim, hover over the letters, the otiyot, and the vessels, and sustain them. Thus, we have learned the four types of light called ta'amim, nekudot, tagin, and otiyot, letters. The first level to emerge in each partsuf of the five partsufim, called galgalta, ab, sag, ma, and bon, is called ta'amim.
So we already talked about this, that the upper light does a zivug of hakah. Here we have the masach, the screen, and it receives from within it until the tabu. And this action is the expansion of the ta'amim.
The levels that emerge in each partsuf, once it had started to purify, to refine, until it is completely refined, and called nekudot.
This, it returns to Pe Avrosh, and then that is called nekudot.
The records that remain of the lights of ta'amim in each level after their departure are called tagin.
Meaning what remains here, the reshimot, the records are called tagin.
And the records that remain from the lights of the levels of nekudot and their departure are called otiyot, letters, or kelim, vessels.
Why are they also called kelim, vessels? Because later upon them, the next partsuf emerges from. This is where Galgalta actually ends. This is called Galgalta.
Galgalta.
And from that, the new partsuf emerges called Ab.
Ab. Gamkin yelo zivug daka.
Also, it will have a zivug of aka in the rosh, and an expansion in the toch, and no expansion in the sof, and also later a refinement of the masach, and also records will remain after that one, and another partsuf sag will emerge from it as well. This way we have five partsufim, Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Mabon, the five partsufim in which the screen is completely refined and there's no more. When they started with from the degree four in the screen, in Ab it's three, in Sag it's two, in Ma it's one, and in Bon it is zero. And then the entire screen was refined. Where here the masach was all huge and big, and here it is zero. Okay?
Zichron.
Yeah, I want to ask, in the work that we're doing now towards the Congress, that we're demanding to have a mutual lack for bestowal. Is the lack we're requesting that same partsuf of the weakest one in the world of Atziah?
we awaken this entire system from our state according to the power of connection between us, not according to anyone on his own. No one can bestow on their own, because all of bestowal is towards the goal, and it's in connection. And altogether, we need to return to the form of Adam Rishon prior to the shattering. And therefore, that's what's taken into consideration. Through this, the spiritual forces are considered, and to the extent in which we are drawn to connection.
So if this being drawn to connection is truly so, that we truly want this life for bestowal, is it actually like you explained that the letters, the vessels, and the lack is for bestowal? So these lacks that we demand now that we'll have for bestowal, it's those same letters of the world of Asiyah from the weakest Paltzuf from the world of Asiyah?
If we really want to bestow, then we do already belong to the forces that operate in the spiritual system, in the 125 partsufim of the upper system.
Okay.
Okay. Good. I see that we don't have today any more questions. More than likely, people are tired.
Oh, Bulgaria.
Oh, Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, Хаверим. Рав, если говорим, что свет находится под постоянным сокращением, то тамим и...
If we say that the light each time is under restriction, then can we say that тамим and тагин is some corrected form of the desire?
These are forces that operate inside our desire, where we, with these forces, can aim the desire to spiritual actions, to connection, to bestowal, to identifying and being in equivalence. And therefore, these records, these reshimot, are very important. It's like a person without them who would be unconscious, and or someone like from an old age or after an accident, they lose their records and they don't know how to act. They don't even know how to move their hands and feet. Because this is all reshimot. This is all records, like a baby that doesn't know how to manage his actions. And then gradually, slowly, he begins to get to something, to receive, to eat, to give, to play. These are all records that are in us. And if we lose them, we're done. We won't be able to do anything. Therefore, let's do actions, collect from all our actions the correct and incorrect records. It doesn't matter. It will all work out. And that's how we need to come to actions in which all our acts are for the sake of correction. There's no bad, but rather only what's revealed for the time being in order to bring us to the good.
Haifa free.
Shalom, Rav Yakar. Hello,
World Clear. We're learning these things, tamim, letters. How must we relate to these in the study? How must we understand it?
We're learning together. And to the extent in which we remember or don't, that's not important. To the extent in which we understand or not, it's written, it's not the wise that learns, because the study in the wisdom of Kabbalah is not in me now knowing the partsufim, all these things, etc. This will not give me a thing. Specifically, what I need, I need to be impressed by the fact that this is something that's taking place in me, according to acts of bestowal, connection that I do with others. And then in such a way, we too can, from the connection between us, enter into the sensation of the spiritual world, the upper world, and therefore advance. Progress.
Zero.
That's it.
The info.
Shalom, chaverim, ahuvim.
Hello, beloved friends. We are representatives of the group PT23. Yesterday we gathered and we were thinking, what can we do to raise the importance of preparation to the Congress that's coming before us happily? And within the 10, we decided to present to each friend and each 10 in the world Kli to have a workshop of preparation that it shouldn't just be in the air. We have 4 questions. I'll read them soon. And each 10, of course, can bring, they can come up with their own questions or a few, all in the purpose of preparing for the Congress. So here is our recommended questions. 1. How do we break the wall between us? The walls between us. 2. What do we ask the Creator to give the world Kli in preparation for the convention? 3. What actions should I take in the days leading up to the Congress? And 4. What is the most important point that we should delve into in the tens, so that we prepare optimally for the Congress? Pass it back to the reader, to the narrator.
We today have a schedule for broadcasts, 10 a.m. Israel time. There will be a program, an inside look with Dr. Michael Lightman. I wanted to just add about all the things that we talked about today in the lesson, about registration for the convention and so forth. Whoever's watching us now on the Arvut system, then you're probably in your room with your 10, using the study materials that's in the system. You're using the possibilities to ask questions, to express one's opinion, to vote, etc. We're not little children. Of course, to sustain this whole thing, it costs resources, and this opportunity to register for the convention seems like a possibility to straighten our lines on all planes. We learn about bestowal, about love. If I'm using a certain specific thing and I don't participate in its maintenance, it doesn't fall from the heavens on its own. So let's relate to this link on the screen right now. You can arrange there 2 things at once. You can register for the convention. You can also be signed up for the maintenance of the system. And in 2, kind of 2 shots that will take care of one bird. It's a few pennies. It's not a matter of money. It's a matter that our ego sometimes is kind of putting a little coverage on our healthy brains. So come on, guys, all together. Let's finish with a song.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. 'Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. cultures of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the guns, we load the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out. We're here. We're gonna burn like fire. Side of life, higher, higher, with the one desire. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light.
Don't believe in myself,
light,
but I believe in
and love, love, and light, light. In the end there's nothing else besides light.
Don't believe in myself,
light,
but I believe in
and love, love, and light, light. There's nothing else besides
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.